We're joined on the line now by Tim Shields. Tim, well, how are you?
I'll go by that. I'm the CEO of RedneckswithTwitter.net.
My God.
Oh, man, is that really what you sound like? I put my faith in you?
Tim, is this your first time you've ever been on radio before?
Well, if you don't count Dennis Miller.
Okay, yeah. Outside of Dennis Miller, is this the first time you've ever been on radio before?
Yes, it is.
Wow, awesome. It's great to hear a voice to match the name. And, you know, before we go on, okay, before anyone else says a word, you know, Tim, there's a quote that you said in the beginning of our podcast, and I love it, and I'm going to use it forever. And I'm of course, going to attribute to you. Will you just right now say that quote for us and all our listeners?
I have no idea which one.
It involves what you did to help immensely. And you don't remember.
It's just a bunch of angry redneck with Twitter.
Well, your actual quote was, "There's nothing more dangerous than a redneck with a Twitter account."
Oh, definitely. I mean, in what world can somebody in Jasper, Alabama, talk to like four world champions and God knows who else?
Thank God for the internet, huh? No phone calls needed.
Exactly.
Starbus, thank you so much for everything you
did. Yeah, honestly, there, you're the man. We
obviously could not have done this show and gotten the response and the people on here to interview without him. He just his effortless tweets and did not stop until he got responses from people. So it was absolutely amazing.
Shortbus, me and you have been very cordial for a long time, and you know I've always considered you not necessarily somebody on the boards who I've just we've interacted and coexisted quite nicely throughout our time here, but I had never imagined that you would champion such a cause to help. I mean, honestly, you're like, I'd say like the executive producer of this thing, because you were responsible for at least 50% of the guests, if not more. And I'm just wondering, what was it that sparked that lit a fire under your ass, basically, to want to take over and get this done?
It's just one of those weird things. Like, I don't know, most people may not know this. You know it, and I'm sure Brandon figured it out by now. Because, on Donk Down, I mean, fuck it, I was Racist Tim. And a lot of people on there just don't get my sense of humor. I love to fuck with people on the internet. I'm just blowing the language out of the water. But, I love to fuck with Ass Clown and Dirty B and all them. But, what happens on the internet is totally separate from actual real life. I mean, at the end of the day, when you have a chance to help somebody beyond your own means, because like I said, I'm right now sitting in Jasper, Alabama, and the closest person to me that was on that podcast was Shannon Shoren. Fuck me, he's in damn Costa Rica. So go figure on that one.
Well, but, Slim T is pretty close to you, but we won't.
Go ahead.
Slim T is pretty close to you, but we won't. We won't talk about that right now.
Yeah, true. He's in it. Was he in Atlanta? Well, I'll take the back. Yeah,
he's in Alabama. Atlanta. He's in Alabama.
Shit.
Yep.
Fuck, we need to kick him out then. I mean, that's the one thing I can throw the little jabs in there from Alabama. Like, I knew it would set Moneymaker off when you asked him about the Tennessee game.
Oh, yeah. In addition to getting all the guests, you were instrumental in, like, giving us little quips throughout the show, just to ask our guests and to get reaction. It was pretty awesome.
Is this Hoyt Corkins, really? I mean, do you have two WPs?
Hoyt Corkins just kind of blew me off completely. I had a few people do that. Because, like I said, Steve-O said it best, because, he knows people he could call. And I basically went like 1943, we're carpet bombing Germany. You throw shit at the wall and see what'll stick. And, that's what really gets me. Until I decided to, even though my Twitter still says Short Bus, I changed it and put my actual name on there, because I got to thinking, these people are getting tweets from Short Bus Poker. and that really doesn't look too terribly good, you know. But at the same time, Seth was right. You know, it's better than the old racist Tim account.
Did you happen to hear the Joe Stapleton interview this morning?
No, I was at work.
He wanted us to profusely apologize to you for him not understanding your sense of humor.
Yeah, well, I mean, as like I said, in real life, just like on the forums, to some extent, I'm an asshole. But that was a running joke on Poker Road back in the day that nobody got paid unless Barry cashed in a tournament. So they would always say, oh, we're working for free today. And I thought he would get it, and he didn't at first. But he's a funny guy. That was something I meant to – I was going to send you an email. Oh, because, you know, strip club or hair salon. The other thing about Joe Stapleton is he's a huge, like, POF internet dating guy.
Oh, yeah? I didn't even know that.
He's got some great stories about chicks he was, like, stalking on the internet. That's freaking awesome.
Huh.
Yeah, it's things you would never expect. But then, like, I was listening at work today, and before I tried to Hebron and gave all my chips to Drexel, I was actually sitting at work, and this will tell you how big of a redneck I am. I was sitting at work, and my mom called me, and she's like, hey, our TV got hit by lightning. Can you bring us a new TV?
Whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, it stormed last night here, and their TV got hit by lightning. I was like, okay, I'll come get my dad's truck, and I'll get y'all a new TV. I was like, what do you want? And she comes up. She's like, well, we want a 55 Sony. I'm like, damn, it's a big TV. And I was like, okay, I'll come get daddy's truck. And she's like, oh, no, he's at work. So at about, you know, like 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock this afternoon, Alabama time, I'm in a convertible Mustang with a 55-inch Sony in the back seat going down the highway trying to hold the son of a bitch down so it won't fly off. And I was just sitting there looking at it. I was like, this has got to be the most fucking podunk redneck thing ever because the TV's worth more than my car. And it was just horrible. But, you know, that's the life of your Alabama rednecks. I was like, so it's one of those things, but, you know, short bus, we're rednecks. And the one thing I was going to tell Drexel, I will eventually, by God, I will run into him in real life, and I swear to God, either me or Pete Lebrano 1 is going to the hospital.
Oh, geez.
It will happen.
We got a badass over here, guys.
Tim, you mentioned that. I was going to ask you, have you been to Vegas before? Do you come out here often if you do?
No, I've not been out there. Every time I plan on coming, I swear something ends up happening and I never get past Biloxi.
Well, I'm going to make an offer to you for all the work that you've done, whether it's a month, 3 months, 6 months. You make it out here and I'll take care of your room and fix you up in a place real nice in Vegas for 3 or 4 days for all the work that you've done. So, I'll take care of it. You just get out here, and whenever it is, you know, obviously we're going to stay in touch, and that's the very least I can do for you. I mean, you put in a lot of hours, and as you said, you had no incentive other than helping. So when you have the time and the desire to ever come out here, just get a hold of me, and that's the least I can do to show all of our appreciation for your help.
That's not a problem, man. It's like I said, you know, everything that happens within, you know, certain realms on the internet, it stays on the internet, and what you can do for people in real life, you know, you can. Which, like I said, though, there's certain things I don't let go, and Lebrano's one of them. That motherfucker, I swear to God. And that started over my con, which makes it even worse. But I literally, like, I swear, at one point last year, I was going to see if, like, Druff or Mycon could rent out that fucking boxing ring again. And I was literally ready to fly to Vegas just to fight that just fucking goofy bastard.
Well,
then I quit drinking Jaeger for a while and the feeling went away, but you know, it comes back.
What are you gonna do with all your time and energy now that this is over? I'm kind of wondering myself. This has been such a project in the making, especially except for Jacep. I don't even know, Jason. How many hours did you say you put into this? Not even counting the radio show.
Not counting the radio show?
Yeah.
Realistically, probably 200, maybe.
Wow. That's amazing.
Tim, I was almost called you Slim T. Tim, what is Dusty Schmidt's Twitter name, since you're our Twitter expert?
I have no clue. I didn't know who he was.
I have it on here.
Is it real? Is it real? There's like five of them.
Let's see if I have it.
I'm just going to fire the real Dusty Schmidt. That's got to be it.
The real Dusty
Schmidt. I have the real Lamar Odom.
You know what?
Real Gilbert Godfrey. God, there's a lot of reals on here.
Real Chase. There's one, though.
Real Charter. Real Ari. Real Phil Locke.
Should have had fake Gus Hansen on. I think we dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, I don't think we dropped any balls, buddy. I think
absolutely, we did. We did great. In fact,
I think that was a great one with my dumbass actually tweeting Doug Lee.
Oh yeah, you tweeted thinking that Doug Lee Poker was really Doug Lee, when it turns out he's just a regular member of our community that everybody knows.
I got knifed.